When and why was the youth committee started?
I'm not quite sure when it was started, but it was started so youth bands, like bands with younger aged members, would have a chance to play Hillside, because other than youth committee, it's really just like bands that have been around for a while, and the youth committee gets to choose 3 bands each year to play.
What bands are at Hillside this year as a result of the youth committee?
A band from Collingwood named The Midway State, and then 2 local bands. A girl named Amy Nodwell that goes to Ross, and a band from Centennial named Soundtrack to a Photograph.
What exactly does the youth committee do?
Well, we start meeting in March, usually, and we do all the workshops that take place in the youth tent at Hillside, and we choose which workshops like happen. We brainstorm ideas, and then we find people to run them. So it's really like oriented to our age group, because we just decide on things that we like to do, and we're like, that should be a workshop. And then we also go through band submissions. Like, it's pretty crazy. We didn't even advertise this year about like band submissions, and we got like 10. And then we supervise the workshops, and that's about all we do.
What is your role as the youth committee coordinator?
I organize the meetings. Like, we have one meeting a week usually, and it's about an hour long. And I make sure that like everybody's paid their volunteer fee, and we get our write-ups in on time for the workshops. We choose bands. We inform the bands about like what they do at the Hillside Festival and that sort of thing. And then I also contact all the workshop leaders and make sure they know what they're doing. And then I make sure that everybody gets there to the festival and like does their shift of supervising a workshop.
How many people on average are usually on the committee?
This year it's really big, and we have 17 members, but in the past there's like only been like maybe 10 to 12. So we got really big this year.
Is there a certain age you have to be on the youth committee?
Well, you're supposed to be between the ages of like 12 and 19, just so like you're a youth. But like they have some leeway, and but you don't have to be any certain age to like come to the youth tent or anything. You can be any age. And actually, this year in the youth tent, we're having Ed Video is sponsoring a thing called Video on the Fly, and they're loaning us a couple cameras and some videotape, and anybody can come in and sign out a camera for half an hour and just walk around Hillside filming whatever they want. And it's gonna happen like all day Saturday, and then all day Sunday we're just going to play the tapes, and there's going to be no editing, so it's just going to be back-to-back half-hour segments of what people have filmed around the island. So it's going to be pretty neat.
What other things does the youth tent provide or do?
Well, it's just like a place to hang out for youth, I suppose. A few years ago, we used to have a couch in there, and anybody could just come in and hang out on the couch, get out of the sun for a while. And we're right beside volunteer hospitality, so you can go like grab something to eat and hang out in the youth tent while you eat it. And we get a bag of condoms from like the sexual health clinic, and that just stays in the tent all weekend.